This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 109 for Wednesday, October 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Today's futures canola market is at new contract highs Wednesday morning, as bullish technical signals kept speculators on the buy side, and prices hit their best levels in 3 years. Canola is steady to up $5, November up $5.10 at $543.10 per ton, January up $3.50 at $545.20. Gains in Chicago soybeans provided spillover support. Malaysian palm oil was also up in overnight trade. Soy oil in Chicago is holding closer to unchanged. Intermonth spreading remained a feature in canola as traders continued to roll out of the nearby November contract. That front month was posting the largest gains, with the November-January spread moving closer to even money. Ideas that advances are starting to look overdone, though, did put some pressure on the market, as did ample supplies in the commercial pipeline. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all higher. Beans up 8 cents in the January contract at 10.72 per bushel. Persistent dryness concerns in South America remained a supportive feature there, with a lack of moisture in Brazil hampering the seeding of their next crop. Good export demand was another driver, as the South American production uncertainty kept end users buying more U.S. beans. A slowdown in seasonal harvest pressure in the U.S. was also supportive, although the relatively favorable Midwestern weather was somewhat bearish. Corn, it's higher as well. December up 4 cents at 412.5 per bushel. Corn continued to hold above the psychological $4 per bushel mark, with the South American dryness concerns providing some support there as well. Wheat is also up this morning. Chicago 2 cents higher in December at 634 per bushel. Kansas City up 4¾ cents at 575¾. And Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents at 584¾. Recent forecasts calling for rain in Russia failed to live up to expectations, and renewed dryness concerns for the winter wheat crops there accounted for some of the buying interest. Good international demand, with a number of tenders reported, was also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.